How to deal with trolls on LinkedIn. With over 303 million active monthly users, LinkedIn today is one of the most powerful social media platforms. But you would be amazed to know that still there are people who do not use this platform or are afraid to use it. As we all know, the internet has two sides, the bright side and the dark side. We can see that LinkedIn nowadays is filled with trolls. No matter how creative your posts are, how valid your comment is, how magnificent your profile is, trolls will never take a back seat. They are forever ready for spilling out misleading things, hurtful words, and negative thoughts. Sometimes it becomes hard to deal with obscene, nasty, and vile comments. Not responding to them sometimes becomes unmanageable and the ATLAS needs to be tackled. Here are 7 tips that will help you handle trolls on LinkedIn cleverly and make you more confident about posting stuff on this platform. 1. See whether they are haters or critics. People often take negative comments as hate, but that's not necessarily true. Not every person needs to agree to whatever you say or post. Some individuals may simply disagree with your point of view. Others can provide constructive criticism that could genuinely assist you to enhance your content. One of the best ways to know if someone is a troll or just a valid criticism is to ask yourself these 2 questions. Is it true what they say? Do you agree with what they say? If you agree to these questions, then you must take these comments positively. Criticism can be hard to recognize, but it is one of the best ways to develop as an individual to do so and learn from it. If the remark made by them is really helpful and gets you to think differently about stuff, you must answer them diplomatically. You can also discuss and have conversations in comments, but you need to make sure to maintain the discipline and should not cross the limits. 2. Positive feedbacks should be focused. Our brains, deeply attuned to negative things. No matter how many positive feedback we receive, we got stuck in the negative comments first. But that is not right at all. You should ditch the negativity. If you regularly produce quality content that brings value to your targeted audience, you will be receiving positive feedback. Positive feedback increase confidence and morale. On the other hand, negative comments left our heart disheartened. If you spend your precious time thinking of that negative feedback, then you will not be able to go anywhere. You will feel discouraged and as a result, your content will suffer. You should not waste your time. Instead, you should focus on the positive comments. You should not affect yourself and your content. If you create content by keeping yourself positive, then it will make you successful. Baffling over negativity will only let you suffer. 3. Take your time. Let it dwell first. One of the best advice I have ever had was not to respond immediately to hateful comments. Let it stay for a day or two. It comes naturally from inside that you want to reply and defend yourself as soon as possible. But what if you take some time to think and examine the situation and come up with a sensible response? This step of yours will not only disappoint the hater but will make him frustrated. The main motive of the hater is to drag you into an argument. If you will take time to respond, you will come out as a professional who is calm, confident, and knowledgeable. 4. Do not ever take the trolls personally. People who put up negative comments often love tearing down someone else that makes them feel better about themselves somehow. Their conduct is not really about you, it's about them. On one side where negative comments may feel very personal, but it's not true at all. The trollers are attacking their boredom, not you. Also, the energy you put in trouble yourself is not worth at all. You need to understand and let it go. Just grow a thicker skin and let them not trouble your peace of mind. Keep working hard and continue creating content that you like. 5. Simply ignore them. The main motive of any troller is to grab the limelight. To quickly put out their flame, perhaps the most ideal approach is to manage them is to overlook them. I understand this is hard, especially if the troll is posting abusive remarks. You would prefer not to approve this conduct, and yet, a troll more often posts your comments just to get a response from somebody. Give them that response, and the troll wins. Try not to burn through your time fighting with a troll. That's actually what they need. The best thing you can do is to delete the comments and just move on. Save your time and energy. After all, actions speak louder than words. You need to rise above them and should never stoop at their level. 6. Provide the facts. Trolls speak out false or misinformation, taking up their arguments with accurately baseless affirmations. This can confuse other readers and make a troll's claim sound dependable to the individuals who do not have a clue about reality. In case if you see a troll making baseless comments on your LinkedIn post, share some essential sources that discredit their useless arguments and back them up with the facts. Own your posts like a boss. Remember, letting psychopath people say or comment worthless things is not right. But make sure you tackle them maturely and with kindness. 7. Report them. First of all, you should keep a cool head. If you find any comments threatening, abusive, or inappropriate, you have full rights to report them. LinkedIn has its professional community policies, which outline activities that are acceptable on the platform and what is unacceptable. Reporting a conversation. Click messaging icon at the top of your LinkedIn homepage. Select the message from the list on the left rail. Click the more icon in the top right of your conversation thread and select report this conversation. Select the applicable reason from the why are you reporting this menu and follow the on-screen instructions. Click submit to proceed with reporting the conversation, or back to review your options. Note, you may have the option to block the member after you report them. Once the member is blocked, you'll no longer see each other's profiles, updates, and messages. Reporting a post or comment. Click the more icon in the right corner of the post on your LinkedIn homepage. Click report this post. Select the applicable reason from the why are you reporting this pop-up window and follow the on-screen instructions. Click submit to proceed with reporting the post, or back to review your options. Reporting someone you don't know. Click the My Network icon at the top of your LinkedIn homepage. Click ignore to remove the invitation without accepting it. Click I don't know this person in the pop-up window in the bottom left corner of your screen. This will prevent that member from sending you further invitations to connect. It also gives us feedback on whether we may need to restrict the sender's account. Know in detail about accepting or ignoring invitations. It has been rightly said by Peter McWilliams that keep your goals away from the trolls. You should never let you go off track. Instead, you must concentrate on creating great content that you like. Did you know that content on a LinkedIn feed receives about 9 billion impressions per week? This is huge. You should ignore your bullies and undoubtedly, they will vanish. Don't feed them, instead concentrate on the positive comments you received. Because in the end, that's what matters the most. These were the 07 tips that will help you deal with LinkedIn trolls bravely. What's your take on this? Please share your thoughts in the comment section below.